is written in the 21st chapter of St. John, beginning at the first verse. After he appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, Jesus showed himself again by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." And they said to him, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that this was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" And they answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. And that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he had been naked, and he jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. And when they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with some fish on it, and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not yet torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now, none of the disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus had appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And a second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And then a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands. Someone will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you in the name of God, our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Indeed, Christ is risen, and our gospel story for today is all about a meal that the disciples get to share with the risen Christ. You could say that this is the original Easter brunch.
Some of you think it's funny. Okay.
The disciples experience a miraculous catch of fish, and then they go roast it up and have breakfast with Jesus. This story is interesting. It has many details that we could discover and discuss today. What's with the 153 fish? Scholars argue if that number has any significance. But for me, this year, this Easter season, I am especially interested in the dialogue between Simon Peter and Jesus. For the last 2 years or so, any story that has Simon Peter in it has captured my special attention. About this time in 2023, my husband Jacob and I were expecting our first child. And so we were collecting names for a spreadsheet, yes, a full Excel spreadsheet, of what we were going to name this baby. And we didn't know if it was going to be a boy or a girl. And so we were looking back in the family trees, and we also thought we should include some biblical names, names from our faith family. And so one evening, we're watching the TV show The Chosen. It's a really beautiful TV series about Jesus and his disciples. And I think I've talked about it before, honestly. Has anyone seen the show? Yeah, a couple. I recommend it to you. But we're on the couch, and Jacob turns to me and goes, "Simon, I really like the sound of that." And I said, "Absolutely not." You can't name a pastor's kid after Simon Peter, the rock on which Jesus built his church. It's just too on the nose. But Jacob, with loving patience, replied, "Just think about it, and we should not have his middle name be Peter." So for 6 months or so, seven, eight, I thought about it for a while, you know, prayed about it, thought about it. And as we drove to the hospital to get induced, this time I turned to Jacob and said, "If it's a boy, it's going to be Simon." And so that next morning on that birth certificate, we wrote Simon. And it took time, but I began to realize that Simon Peter really is a beautiful namesake for a baby. Simon Peter was not perfect. As we've discussed and explored over Holy Week, he messed up a lot. When Jesus was going around and washing the disciples' feet, Peter was like, "Whoa, no, Jesus, not my feet. This isn't how this is supposed to work." He just didn't quite get it. Then, a little bit later, they're in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Peter wants to protect Jesus from being arrested, and he cuts off a servant's ear. Luckily, Jesus heals him, but you can see Peter's sort of impulsivity. He's kind of a hothead sometimes. And then finally, as Jesus is standing trial, Peter is outside around another charcoal fire, and he denies Jesus three times. But finally, in our gospel story for today, Simon and Jesus get to have a conversation and iron it all out. Their dialogue isn't crystal clear. Jesus never directly says, "I forgive you," but we see it in the symbolism of their words that their relationship is repaired. Jesus says to Simon, "Do you love me?" And Simon says, "Yes, you know I love you." And Jesus replies, "Feed my lambs." And they go back and forth like this three times. So just like the kiddos, you get a little quiz. How many times did Simon deny Jesus? Three. And how many times did he get to say, "I love you"? Three. Is this beautiful moment of redemption? They don't get to go back and change the past, but they do get to move forward with a new future, with a new start in right relationship with one another. Jesus seems to be saying to Peter, "I forgive you, and I'm not giving up on you. In fact, I have more work for you to do." Simon has to take care of Jesus' sheep, tend the lambs, feed the flock, and grow Christ's church. Just because he messed up, it doesn't make him unqualified to lead the church. Nothing Simon can ever do is beyond redemption. Nothing Simon can ever do will separate him from Jesus' love. And this goes for my baby Simon too. And it goes, it's for all of us, for you and me and everyone here. No matter what happens in our lives, we are so loved. We are never beyond Christ's redemption. Now, it doesn't mean that we get to just go around sinning for the sake of sinning and wreak havoc just because we're always forgiven. That's not exactly what's happening here. We don't want to have the attitude, well, I could do whatever I want because in the end, it's all going to get worked out. No. Our consequences still have, our actions still have consequences, right? That relationship between Jesus and Simon was broken for a time. But even if Simon Peter's redemption is not conditional, he doesn't have to earn forgiveness, there is still a follow-up. Jesus says, "Tend my sheep." Jesus is encouraging Simon Peter to care for others, not in spite of his redemption, but because of it. Because Simon Peter knows what grace is like, Simon knows what the abundance of being with Jesus is like, the healing, the forgiveness. He's experienced it, he's seen it, and so he is the perfect person to share that love, to tend the sheep with all the world. And likewise, we are called to care for others because of the new life we have in Jesus. I'm thrilled then that all of you get to help me raise my baby Simon. You get to help him if he makes mistakes and practice what it's like to live in community where we sometimes mess up, but we have the opportunity to repair and to experience redemption. Just yesterday, we practiced that a little bit. We had a community who was practicing taking care of each other with a dad's retreat. Dads with young children got together with Pastor Mark and got to experience what it's like to be there for each other as they tend their own flocks. This is a population that can sometimes be a little left out. And so I'm excited for all the different ministries that we have here. I'm excited for the summer that you all can experience different ways of being community, whether it's through Simply Serve or look out for our Wednesday night light gatherings where we're going to get together around a campfire. There's all kinds of things that we get to practice taking care of one another right here so that we can share Christ's love in all of our communities and our places outside of our church as well. Because of this new life we have in Jesus, we are called, just like Simon Peter, to live our lives for Christ, taking care of one another. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.